On a sunny Roman spring day, St. Peter's Square was transformed for the celebration of Palm Sunday, which marks the beginning of Holy Week. Thousands of people packed into the piazza, both young and old, waving palms and olive branches as is traditional on this occasion. As the choir sang the Hosanna, a solemn procession ranging from deacons to cardinals made its way around the square. Pope Benedict, resplendent in red vestments and travelling in the fondly named Popemobile, blessed palms and olive branches as he made his way to the specially constructed altar. The liturgy during the celebration recalled Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and three deacons sang the gospel which recounts Christ's passion. During his homily, the Holy Father focused on man's great achievements, but he lamented the fact that these accomplishments have also given rise to good as well as evil. Mankind, he said, has managed to accomplish so many things. We can fly, and yet the force of gravity which draws us down is powerful.
Insieme con le nostre capacità, non è cresciuto soltanto il bene. Anche le possibilità del male sono aumentate.
The Pope also added that our limitations have remained and gave the example of the disasters which he said have caused so much suffering for humanity in recent months. As well as being Palm Sunday, it is also Diocesan World Youth Day, which saw hundreds of youth from the Diocese of Rome taking part in Sunday's celebrations. Cardinal Francis Arinze was one of the participants in St. Peter's Square and said that Jesus is a focal point for young people.
Christ gives meaning to their life. He gives them joy. He gives them a sense of direction.
Following Mass, Pope Benedict, before reciting the Angelus prayer, told all the youth gathered that he was looking forward to World Youth Day in August.
In a special way, I greet all the young people present. And I look forward to celebrating World Youth Day in Madrid this summer with many thousands of others from around the world.
The Pope also had words of comfort for the people of Colombia, saying he would be with them spiritually as they mark the day of prayer for the victims of violence, which will take place in the country this Good Friday. Finally, before taking his leave at the start of the most important week in the Church's calendar, the Holy Father was treated to an impromptu happy birthday from those gathered in St. Peter's Square. I'm Lydia O'Kane.